Kuf Nun Gimel Sifri Gimel Gavu Mois the Bini Basic Nesses collecting money for building a shul Volem Va Mitzvah and suddenly some important mitzvah came up Motziim Bo Amoyes they are allowed to use this money for that purpose. Mishnah Berurah says we saw before that you cannot do that. So he says this must be talking about a case where there was with the consent of the city council and the town. In such cases, one can remove the kedusha from something. Kono avonim, the kairis. If you bought stone and beams, wooden beams, lo yim kirei mudva mitzvah, you should not sell them for any of the mitzvahs. Even though, if we're talking about a case that they had the consent of the Shiva Toiva here, it should be permitted, but the Maisa, since this is already, you bought an actual item for the base Haknesses, the Mechava feels it's improper to take advantage of that right to sell it. The only case you can do it is El Pidyon Shvuyim. If somebody's in captivity, then the proper thing is to sell these things were set aside for building the shul to free these captives. After Bisha view Havonim the Godrim, the Zakaris of Pislam, even though they brought the stones and they shaped them as a curse of Pislam, they took the beams and they also cut them to size with kino, hakol, the beam basic nesses. It was cut to size for the use for building the shul. Even so, molchim hakol pidyon shvuyim. They could sell everything for pidyon shvuyim bilvad, only for pidyon shvuyim. Avlon bonu, the gomru, lo yimkir basic nesses, elo, yigvul, pidyon menatzibo. Once they already built the entire shul, then they should not sell it even for pidyon shvuyim, and they should find other ways of collecting money from the tzibur. The bottom line of this halacha over here is that once you have stones and actual beams set aside for the shul, the only thing you can sell it for is pidyon shvuyim, but you can't sell it for pidyon shvuyim till the point of time that the shul is built. Once it's built, then you should not sell the shul for pidyon shvuyim.